Part 2, where you make it weird and hot. When I wake up, I'm naked in the bed, and the sun is shining in my eyes through the western-facing windows. My tits are aching like they've been groped hard, and my pussy is wet and sore in a sweet kind of way. My cheeks and my jaw hurt, and I rub the sleep out of my eyes, and I struggle to remember how I fell asleep to begin with. I faintly remember the sensation of something around my throat and pushing it away. Sleepy brain is dumb. I sit up with a jolt to take in my surroundings. The room isn't familiar, and as I look around, I realize that there's someone sitting at the end of the bed, and I feel a shot of adrenaline and panic. I push myself up against the headboard into the pile of pillows to get some distance from you, out of surprise and instinctive fear. When I hear you chuckle, the morning flashes back to me, and I remember our breakfast and the email, and how you ravaged my neck and you bent me over the table, fucking me hard and fast. I remember crawling up between your legs to clean you off and the moans you made when I did. My cheeks flush then, and I'm in my memories, and I'm remembering how you pinned me to the bed and you squeezed my tits hard, and then I remember how you smiled when it stopped and how you let our eyes meet, and nothing. Waking up? My pussy's aching at the memory of the fucking, and I realize I probably look foolish jumping away from you like that. I am suddenly really embarrassed. How did I end up in the bed? I let out an embarrassed and strained laugh, and I try to give you an apologetic smile as I feel your eyes on me, and they're warm and amused and curious. I notice you've pulled your pants back on, and I wonder how long you've been waiting for me to wake up. I slip down off the headboard and I ease into the pillows, and I'm not really sure if I should start the conversation or if you will. Luckily, I don't have to wonder for long.
Are you okay?
Your voice is low and gentle and concerned, and it seems as if you're resisting the urge to move closer to me, which I appreciate as I'm trying to get my mind together. I still feel a little bit fuzzy. You don't give me much time to respond.
I wasn't sure if I should call for someone or not. You just dropped like a rock there.
And then you're shifting closer to me, and I have to curl my legs up so you don't sit on them. I can feel the heat from your body through the bed sheet, and then I can feel the sheet slip down from high up on my chest to low down on my chest. And my eyes are entrapped in yours. You look concerned. Not really worried, but unsure. I guess I would be upset, too, if somebody just, like, passed out in front of me. Your hand moves up to the side of my head, and then I feel this gentle pressure on my skull, and then there's a stabbing pain as you find that sore spot. My head must have hit something. I don't even remember standing up, though. I cringe, I let out a yelp. Ouch! Ow! I'm fine! I'm fine! I try to pull away from you gently, startled by the pain, and thankful it didn't really set off a headache. What happened? I let my own hand explore over my scalp, and I give you an apologetic smile. I don't remember. We were... Sorry, the last thing I remember is you were... And I was... I let out an awkward laugh, and I gesture towards the bed. I notice then that your pants are undone, and I feel a small shiver of a thrill from the memory of a short while ago. Then I cringe from the head pain.
Do you have low blood pressure? It was weird. You were super into it, and then you just...
You make a gesture to indicate how I passed out, and I cringe at the thought. No, not that I know of. I let my gaze drop to the bed and gather my thoughts, my memory still fuzzy. Something's worrying at me in the back of my mind, and I dismiss it, suddenly feeling really tired. Maybe I slept too long? What? How long have I been out? My words are slow as I process further, not just the mystery of how I blacked out, but also I'm noticing a couple new aches across my body. There's a bruise on my arm, and I flash back to you holding me tight against the wall and how you gripped my arms to hold me still. I bite my lip, and I feel a blush creep over my cheeks, and then I look up again to meet your eyes, trying to play it off. I'm struck by the sheepish grin on your face, and I bite my lip even harder.
Just a little while. 20 minutes, maybe? If you slept much longer, I was considering having my way with you.
You get a wicked grin as you trail off, and I feel a chill run down my spine, which is really quickly overridden by my pussy reminding me, we love wicked grins. I stretch my leg out to rub against you, feeling a little bit shy. Thanks for your long-enduring patience.
No need to thank me.
I see your eyes flicker downward over my face, then you pause on my mouth, and then you're back up to my eyes. You're biting your lip, and I'm feeling beyond dumb. My voice is gone. I'm just a bit unsure how to read the room. I can feel the heat coming off of you, but you haven't really made any sort of indication of where your mind's at. I'm embarrassed, and I'm still half asleep, and I find my eyes drifting down over your chest, and lower over your stomach, and then I have to force myself to stop. My eyes frozen on your belly button, too nervous to really move in any direction. I'm not even sure why I'm suddenly so shy. It felt so easy last night, although we did get drinks. And then this morning felt so effortless. The sexual tension was stupid. It feels like a different kind of stupid right now. It's that dumb, excited anticipation of wondering who's going to make the first move. I'm trapped in my mind, processing, again, really slowly. I don't really notice how you move until your fingers are slipping under my jaw to tilt my head up, then you're forcing my eyes to meet yours. My heart skips a beat in that second and my brain shuts down, and it's leaving me unsure what I should do.
Are you sure you're okay?
Your voice is husky and measured, and your eyes seem to be searching mine for something. My brain is even more blank. I'm not even sure if that's possible, but my brain is even more blank. I don't remember what you just asked me.
Yes?
You smirk and gently nod my head up and down, holding my chin in your fingers, your thumb resting barely below my bottom lip.
Or no.
Then you gently move my head from side to side and let out a low chuckle at the dumb look on my face. I'm suffering from head trauma. Suddenly I'm hyper aware of my body and I can feel how fast and hard my heart is pounding. My skin's flush with excitement and my core is trembling with tension. I take a deep breath and lean back to take my head out of your hand, and you laugh, nervously. Sorry, no. I'm fine, I think. I let out a giggle, trying to cover how embarrassed I feel, and then I'm cut off as you put your hand on my chin again, pulling me back to you.
Good.
You're holding my chin steady as you lean into me and pause briefly, your eyes searching over mine. One more time, and I see a weird spark briefly. Then your mouth is on mine, and your tongue's pressing my lips open, admittedly, with very little resistance. I let out the smallest moan, and then I'm kissing you back, my tongue moving over yours, tasting you, before letting you have my mouth however you want it. I shift my legs so one is on either side of you, and then I shift forward so I can press my mouth onto yours eagerly. Your hand releases my chin to slip down, your thumb resting at the base of my jaw, and then your fingers are curving under my ear, around my neck, cradling my head gently. You pull your mouth away from me briefly to gasp a breath and then moan a ragged,
"Very good."
Out before you're on me again, and I let out a whimper as your tongue probes into my mouth deeper, your lips forcing mine wider as you possess me. My heart skips and I close my eyes, giving into you completely, leaning into you even more. I can feel your other hand on my ass then tugging me into your lap, and I comply, shifting the sheet off. And then my legs are over yours, so our hips compress together while we explore each other, orally speaking. wrap my arms over your shoulders and around your neck, pressing my tits against your chest as I moan into you again. I pull back just enough to pant through a few heavy breaths, my eyes finding yours again. The hand on my ass squeezes tight, and I feel you roll your hips and shift, so you're sitting with both of your legs over the edge of the bed and mine are wrapped around your hips. I can feel something starting to rise between us, but I'm so busy trying to string a short sentence together, I don't really consider what it might be. Please don't let me fall. I tighten my arms around your neck to emphasize how I'm doing my part, and I give you an embarrassed smile, waiting for a response.
Hold on tight and it shouldn't be an issue.
Your tone is confident and dismissive, and then your mouth is on mine, and I'm letting out the small sob of resistance before giving in again, letting my hands wander over your back and your shoulders, then up your neck and into your hair. You let my neck go then and slip your other hand to my chest, groping over my tits, twisting each of the nipples in turn. I squeal and whine into your mouth, squirming a bit, trying to distract you from my chest. Your other hand grips my hips firmly and keeps me from squirming way too far, holding me there, firm to you. Your mouth is off mine then, and I can gasp for breath, my lips feeling raw around the edges. You're moving your mouth over my jaw and then my neck, and I let my head fall back, and I moan out, please. And then I can feel your lips and your teeth hard on my neck, sucking and biting, and then you're twisting my nipple to distract me, and I let out a cry, and my legs are wrapping tighter around you as I cringe through it. My pussy tenses, and I feel it gush in response to the attention and the pain. The twist turns into a full, hard grope, and I let out a yelp of pain, slapping your shoulder to get you to stop. You slap my ass in retaliation twice as hard, and I let out a fuck, jerking against you in between the 3 points of pain. I can feel your teeth tighten the tiniest bit, and then your mouth is off my neck, kissing it gently, and then back up my neck to my chin, finally to my mouth, where I realize that that's an option I could offer you. I moan when your mouth is on mine again, melting into you, breathing you in. The hand on my ass is squeezing tight as I grind against you, and I can feel your cock grow hard under my pussy. Your pants are the only thing separating us. I know I'm wet enough to be leaving a stain on you when I'm pressed against you, and despite the soreness that I woke up with, I want to feel full again. I let my tongue move against yours as we trade small moans back and forth until I can't stand it anymore and I break away from you. Before I can demand you fuck me again, you're putting your fingers through my hair and getting a good grip at the base of my neck, rocking me back and forth, playfully but firmly.
Why don't you put that tongue to better use, bitch?
Your question's rude, but your tone is playful, and I let out a small moan as I feel myself giving into you. Aww. Despite that small twist of shame that I feel at that word. I start to shake my head no. You're being rude. And then you catch my eye, and I freeze, and when you nod slowly, pointedly, I nod in agreement with you, realizing I wasn't really going to refuse to begin with. I slide myself off your lap and down to my knees as you shimmy out of your pants and your cock bobs to attention, stealing mine. I can't help but flashback to the first time you slipped into my mouth, but it looks bigger now. Harder. Angrier. My tongue is wet in anticipation and I let my mouth drop open for you. As you kick your pants off, you let out a chuckle and you let one hand grab my head by the hair, lazy, and then tug me to between your legs, pulling my mouth to your cock, while your other hand wraps around the base to keep it steady. You don't put me on your cock immediately, though. Rather, you hold me in front of it so I can take it in properly while you monologue.
I knew you were an easy slut the first night we met.
You let out a warm chuckle of amusement as you pause to run your thumb over my cheek, and then my eyes are on yours as you look down at me.
Eyes on my dick, whore. I'm sure you haven't seen one quite like this before. You should appreciate it.
I do as I'm told, and I let my eyes drop from your face to your cock, taking in the details. I find myself wanting to put the head of it on my tongue. It looks so good, and I push away the worry that I might not be able to take it all. I squirm closer on my knees, and I sit up so I have a better angle. Then I take in the ridge of the head and the way the skin fades between the head and the shaft. As my eyes work over your cock and my mouth starts to gape in anticipation, you keep going.
I bet it looks better than your boyfriend's, right? I nod my agreement, moaning with embarrassment. And I bet it's bigger, isn't it, you greedy whore? I can tell by the look on your face.
I glance up at you quickly at this comment, and then you tug my hair again.
I said eyes on my cock, dummy.
I moan and I put my eyes back on your cock, glancing down to take in your balls as they sway from the movement as you jerk me around. You stroke up your shaft, squeezing yourself, milking, and I watch mesmerized as a small drop of pre-cum forms. And then you're tugging on your balls with a lazy wrist action. Then your fingers are around the base, holding your hard member steady as you tug my mouth to the head, finally. And then you push me down to your balls, my moans of disappointment muffled as my mouth is buried in them, your firm grip holding me in place. I'm hesitant at first. This is very different from how I'm used to it. But I feel my body responding in a really strong way. And I'm quickly licking and sucking at each orb, giving them as much attention as I can think to give them, pressing my mouth and nose in hard. I moan as I feel you tug my head from one side to the other, letting your cock rest on my forehead as I work away at your balls. Then it falls to my cheek as I twist my head for a better angle in an attempt to fit both of them in my mouth. I feel you tug it up and then let it drop on my face again with a solid, meaty thunk. And I let out a small yelp of surprise and I try to pull away from you, but you're holding me firm, so I'm not really able to move away. You take a moment to shift, and then I can't help but notice the slobber and the spit all over my cheeks, my chin, and I move to wipe my face clean. You slap my hand away when it gets close and you scowl at me.
No, you stay a mess until I'm done with you, dumb slut.
There's a certain bite to your words now, and I look up to meet your eyes again. I'm confused where this is all coming from. You shake your head with disappointment at me as my eyes meet yours, and then you sigh, almost regretful with what you have to do next. You reach down and grab my nipple, twisting and pulling hard, your other hand firm in my hair, forcing my face back downward. I let out a moan of pain as you twist my nipple hard the other direction and pull it in a wicked way. Then I hear you laugh softly at the sounds of pain I'm making.
I was gonna fuck your throat. I was gonna be really sweet about it, too. I was gonna fuck your throat slow and deep and soft so you could get used to it. And then I was gonna fuck your throat hard so I could enjoy it.
You're picking me up off my knees then. There's a hand around my throat and another moving to my other nipple, twisting it just as hard as the first. I sob at the rough hands on me and I let out a moan of fear as I stumble to my feet. I'm not really understanding what I did wrong. I gasp out.
I'm sorry. I don't.
You shake your head at me, letting out a shushing sound, and I fall silent as the hand around my throat flexes. I feel my airway constrict. My hands find your wrist and I grip you, scared. The dumbest part of the whole thing is while I'm scared and confused, my head's just a little bit foggy and it's so very full of lusty hopes. I really want to see where this goes. I would happily put out for you. I already have put out for you, so that isn't what you're looking for. I feel my pussy practically dripping for you, and I moan your name while I hang in your grasp. I'm unsure how to figure out what exactly is going on. The look in your eyes says that you're calculating what to do with me next as we stand there for a short moment, my gasps and whimpers of pain breaking the silence as you look me up and down. I finally work up the courage to force out my question.
What did I do?
Your eyes meet mine then, and you shake your head, smirking before answering me.
You're just so damn dumb. How hard is it to keep your eyes on my dick?
You're tugging me around so the bed is behind me now, and I'm in between it and you, the mattress hitting me just above the knees as you gently push me back by the throat.
I thought it was a pretty straightforward direction.
I'm dumb with confusion and lust and curiosity. I suppose I should be afraid, but it crosses my mind that if you really wanted to hurt me, you had ample time to do it when I was passed out.
I didn't.
You cut me off.
Didn't what? Listen? Think? Do as you're told? Bits.
You sound disappointed, and I can feel something in my chest twist, and I feel guilty. I also feel this needy urge to make it better. Maybe with my pussy? It must be written on my face, because you give me a mock frown and then you're pushing the hair off my face as you consider me for a little bit longer, your eyes working over me as I tremble in your grip.
I guess I can be forgiven. This time. You seem new to this.
You smirk as your eyes work up me once more, and then you're pressing into me, our mouth on each other for a brief moment, tasting, before you're pushing me down to lay back on the bed. My body's raised up on my elbows so I can watch as your hips move between my legs to position yourself at my pussy. You press your hips in to compare your cock's length to my body, and I feel a shiver and a chill of excitement, seeing the size comparison, realizing that it's a large part of the reason why my pussy is so sore now. I'm suddenly flashing back to how good it felt earlier when you had me bent over the table, stretching me out, screaming. As my eyes meet yours, full of excitement, pushing the confusion from a few seconds ago away and out of my head, I see a weird glimmer of mischief flicker through your eyes, and the hand that was brushing the hair from my eyes is tight in my neck, then your other hand is slapping me across the face. Not terribly hard, but enough to surprise me. And then it's on me again, pushing my hair back, rough, and I can hear you chuckle as your fingers flex on my throat. As I swivel my head back to meet yours again, you let out a tutting noise, slapping me again, harder, before swapping the hands on my neck faster than I can catch. I let out a yelp at the slap, and my hands are wrapped around your wrist, then to steady myself, but I resist the urge to move my head back or meet your eyes. When nothing happens besides a small snicker from you, I let my head drift back and I raise my eyes, hesitantly, back up to yours. I know I've messed up when you sigh, disappointed again. So it's the eye contact thing? What? I don't have any time to process as you push me down, flat onto the bed, and lean over me, rolling your hips as you do so the shaft of your cock slides along my slick pussy, pressing my lips apart as you get closer to me, slipping and sliding in my wetness. As you lean down, you brush the hair out of my face again, and I moan, full of fear, lust, and confusion.
Fine. You want to look at me so bad? Eyes here, bitch.
You shake my head by the neck, squeezing gently, and I let my eyes meet yours, finally. I find your eyes are burning into me with a weird intensity, and I want to look away, but I'm scared, so I don't. Instead, I find myself freezing under you there, my body trembling from the adrenaline that's spiking through me. My nipples are hard from the abuse, and I feel you slide your shaft up and down my cunt, slipping through the wetness as you have me there locked in your gaze. I moan as I feel your cock rub along my clit, and I let a certain pathetic, pleading lust enter my eyes, feeling like a rabbit trapped in the jaws of a wolf. I'm just waiting for your jaws to snap shut on my neck and end my misery. Please. It's a whisper, and I let out a small sob as I realize I let it slip out, closing my eyes to find comfort in the darkness, and immediately you're squeezing my throat closed. When I don't open my eyes immediately, you slap me hard across the tits, and my eyes flash open as I let out a cry, and they're trapped in yours. You look amused.
What, whore? Please, what?
You smile patiently at me as you grind your shaft into my clit, and I moan at the sensation.
I don't understand what you want from me.
It's out in a sob, and I try to shift my hips to rock away from you, and you follow me, the pressure of your cock only leaving for a short moment before you're on me again. All I've managed to accomplish is getting one foot onto the bed so my knee is along your side, and I moan under your hand when it flexes on my throat. My tits are pressed against your chest, and I find myself panting from the anticipation. You're kissing me then, and our tongues are distracting me from how your hips are shifting as you reach down to grab your cock. And then I let out a whine when you sink into me, slow and steady and hard. Forcing me to rock my hips to accommodate you. The whine turns into a moan, and I feel your hand on my hips as you hold me steady, my ass on the edge of the bed, and my legs wrapped around your hips for a lack of a better place to put them. As you break the kiss and lean up slightly, using a hand to support yourself, your other hand wrapped around my throat, I squeeze my pussy on you and try to grind up. The way your hand flexes on my throat stops me, and I groan at the added pressure.
I just want you to listen to me, dummy.
You slide out of me to the tip and then slide in just as slowly, forcing a moan out of me.
Is that so hard?
Out again and then back in, faster and harder. I feel your balls slap my ass and I gasp. I can feel my rational self start to slip.
It seems like it must be.
Out and in, faster and harder again. I moan and I try to adjust my hips, my eyes on yours, begging for more, even if I can't get the words out.
All that head trauma, maybe.
Your balls slap my ass again and I squeeze down on you, my legs trying to grip you close and deep. Whatever I was going to say is lost in the wave of pleasure that rolls over me as you shift my legs so that they rest on your shoulders, tightening my pussy in the process. I groan as I come again, your cock thrusting into me slowly, forcing it out of me at a torturous pace.
Who's fucking you, bitch?
You are. It's a stutter as you slam into me and I get lost in the experience, moaning for more as you slam in.
Love the dick, whore?
Yes. Yes.
Love how thick it is, slut?
Yes.
Please. Please. Please.
You want me to fill you up?
I can't even get a solid word out, but my moan is an obvious confirmation.
Beg for it.
I gawk at you, my face a solid mask of lust and stupid and disbelief, and I moan out in frustration at the demand before letting my mouth go with all the pathetic, simpering words I can draw together as I feel myself getting closer again. I need you to fill me up. You're so fucking hot. You fuck so fucking good. I need it in me. I need your cum in me right now. Please. Please give it to me.
Again.
Please. Please fill me up. Give me your load. I want you to shoot your jizz into my hot, wet, needy cunt. I gasp between the words and I struggle on needy. It's a demanding word at this point. I'm such a fucking whore for you. Please fill me up.
What are you?
A slut. You slap my face hard and then slam into my cunt and I yelp in pain.
What are you? Tell me, bitch.
It's a hard command and I give in to you. I'm a whore. I'm a slut. I'm an needy dumb bitch, please. Please give me your cum. Please. I trail off with a whimper and a yelp as your hand wraps around my neck again, and then you're squeezing me silent as you finally let out a grunt and a groan, thrusting into me hard, setting me off. So I'm coming on you, squeezing your cock hard, milking it for everything it might empty into me. I feel you thrust a time or two with the ejaculation, pumping hard into me, my pussy straining around you as you dump your seed. I moan as I finish my own orgasm and I cling to you, feeling like you might have fucked all the heat out of me for a moment. I feel like I've finally been doused and my brain is struggling to understand how, and that drippy, saucy feeling hits my pussy. I stretch out below you and I let my legs unwrap from you after a short moment. You pull out of me to sit on the bed to admire your handiwork. You lean down to scoop up my phone, tossing it onto the nightstand before leaning over to pull my pussy lips apart, watching the cum drip out as you do. I let out a moan and I close my legs on you, feeling embarrassed all over again. I feel like I have the faintest memory well up. And then I'm back focused onto you as your arms wrap around my waist and you pull me over to bite my shoulder gently and you chuckle into my neck before kissing where your fingertips have left bruises. So, you like a rough slut? The words are teasing and then I feel your arms squeeze me close before your mouth is on mine again and you're kissing me hard once more. When you pull away, I see you have an amused look in your eyes and I blush before pushing you away from me, trying to wriggle away from you playfully. You should have asked me before you started slapping me, you freak! I'm laughing as I say it, and I'm delighted that you don't really let me get too far away, tugging me back to your chest, burying your face in my neck and my hair as I squirm against you for the skin-to-skin contact. Your hands are working over my body, gently easing my sores, and you're muttering reassurances into my neck then. Your voice is low as you comfort me with gentle kisses along my neck and the jawline. I find myself glowing from the attention, and I rub my thighs together, reveling in the slickness that I feel trickle out between my legs. I stop resisting you then, and I let you hold me there quietly in the afterglow. Then I hear your voice in my ear, warm and low and threatening.
That was nothing, you silly bitch. Wait until you see what I have planned for you after dinner.
Hi, hey, hi. I just wanted to say really quickly, thank you so very much for listening to this production. It's been a lot of fun to work on, and I think I need to really quickly say thank you to my the person I wrote this shit for in the first place. Finger guns and the winks, thank you so much. Yeah, it's just it's like a baby for me, so I want to make sure I do it good. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for letting me be part of your day, and I hope you have a great one. Bye.